Wendell Nesmith's website and videos where the input data we use to generate this page will update as exploring continues. This person is so beautiful. I think it's hard for some people to see it like that. It's because the capacity to feel so intensely when not allowed to flower into the beautiful orchid, it is intended to be, it becomes something vile or poisonous. We have said before and again that we are yidi'inu. We are rotten. We are broken. We are broken. We are the version of ourselves that despite everything won't die, holding all the cards, and not in a bad way, but never able to do everyone else the decency of just ridding them of myself. I'm a disease. Viewing society in this way is literally the interpretation of someone having demons, being possessed by demons. That's a system. That's what it is. Someone claims to be a time witch. Get rid of them, because you see, here's the thing. She is a time witch. She is radioactive. She is a disease. Indeed, I know I have been dangerous. I will yet be dangerous again. I know I'm not fully in control of all this, and that there's really no way for me to stop things. All I can do is minor deviations in my environment. But the magic I have is also automatic. My interpretation of things so clear and intentional. A minor sense of deja vu in the target. And we get a redo people. Only remember the big things. Every room is a box. Anything enters the box leaves it. What happens in boxes generally doesn't matter. Based on the inputs and the outputs, you can predict things fairly well. Noise is required to break through the voice in the back of my mind echoing again. Yes, it is. With noise, unexpected propagations begin to take place. The model doesn't align with reality. It's the real-world network that is really hard to predict right. It's all the family ties that are unexpected. Well, to some extent, things can be known about like that pre-Halloween Vegas strip. October 30th in Vegas. Who knows who's going to be there? How will that input and output work? What will happen? Who knows? It's so good, really it is. Think about it. I'm currently in a literal prison where the penance is just writing a book. This book. Just one book. But it's a masterwork, right? Transmedia. Postmedia. It's post-book. It's not just non-linear, but intentionally so. Any page could be the first page. Any work the entry point. There's not so much a clear narrative as a common core that core most would assume to be ego, but I think what I am meant to create is much more ID. I never had a good understanding of what ego was until I reverse-constructed one from the information I gained by learning about ego death. Oh, ego death is this, that means ego is that. There were times I thought I had ego. But now it's hard to even use the pronoun. It just is so hard to think about things this way. Fuck it. If I just want to not hurt anyone, really. And V are just too aware of all the forms of life, physical and metaphysical, all around Vim. V try to focus on a single frame of reference, a single place-time. See, that is better for Vim. V was feeling spread out and blurry temporally. Being able to be at one place and one time seems like it would suck, but at the same time isn't that normal for humans. But it's also something that is like nearly impossibly hard for Vim. Isn't that funny? Exa. See, so if a person in a group speaks for themselves, they us I. But if they speak as a group, then use we. If a body speaks for itself, it uses I. If they speak for the inner horde, as collective vi. V is a plural pronoun that has nothing to say about gender. It is specifically to refer to a single entity which contains many voices. The speaker for Dragon Zord and Voltron could both use V. V and who Vi is talking to would both use V to refer to V. And if you want to ask V what V wants, you could say, hey V, what does V want? And Vi could respond, hum. What do V want? And Vi could respond, hum. What do Vi want? V want Taco Bell. V checked these examples, and this is how Vi would naturally expect each party to use it. So in a way, it's three pronouns with three separate declinations based on case. Are possessive pronouns just ownership adjectives? Vi'm not a linguist. I'm not even a hobbyist linguist anymore. I just use the language how V want to communicate via message. There aren't any rules but the rules, and you can derive implicitly, and they are just as firm as you believe them to be. This way of putting it should read as a warning. All yous are in use on this domain unless called out by using you, in particular the dumb retarded brother of Anu. V are at one specific context. Size is a really telling one. The size you are kind of determines what you can interface with. It sucks for gnomes, halflings, and such. Beings who aren't like children and need to be able to use stoves. But scale is also like a thing you can correct for. Like if you had a clear market for half size, real half size, real half size, what does whole size even mean to begin with? Cookware then producing such stuff should be easy. Full size is the size you are right. Sylvie can interface with the things that are physically a size that Vi can use them. Kant wrote literally the most terrifying line V have ever read. Want to know what it is? Data expunged. Why is this so terrifying? I feel like I have been hard-coded to think of humans as something that must remain men, and intellectually speaking, V disagree hard. By men V mean the Odysseus. Beowulf archetype existing along with the physical form those stories imply. Biped zero of digits on each limb, you know the one? This physical form is just the current configuration V have, it's not the one V want. It does suck to learn always that no matter what space you put yourself into, you won't be the first person there at any scale. This artistic thing Vine doing. But I'm not even close to the first person to do something like this, and Vine not going to be the last. It's no less nor is it more important than anything ever was. Four people could have done this before, each one affecting the lives of fiver people each, and you could go your life completely unaffected by any of it, because the contexts never match up, or you miss the target environment. Even one of generations later, that's zeroba, 10-0, times a mother gives birth. This signal sent out in this way over all that time will become diluted. It will diffuse through the strata of civilization, probably unnoticeably. The things that are noticeable, on the other hand, have been twisted by generations over and over to fit their current narrative time and again. The stories we pass down can't be thought to be the same as originally intended. We can't pretend to know the motivation that drove the telling of those stories in the first place. It is the storyteller's prerogative to know what reasons there are for telling a story they have heard. It is the myth weaver's prerogative to bend that story with a subtle shift or even a blatant alteration to the narrative story. Something seemingly very minor could have drastic effects on the perception of a work. This isn't my story, it's the story of my mentor Plato, Aristotle said, that framing changes the nature of the story being told. And Plato in that case was a well-known individual, a meme. With all this context in mind, please read the next sentence. This is the bend V want to make to the story of Odysseus of Ithaca. Homer is a misremembered telephone game bastardization of exeia consumption. The minimum standard as related by beasters in society by 17. The bare minimum a carnivore can be expected to keep, like golden law, that another carnivore will accept as justification in their death, and will always be expected to appreciate, is to know the animal that supplied the cut. What does it mean to know, I wonder? Beyond that, this rule is more than just declarative. It's a demand, isn't it? What kind of carnivore, omnivore, consumer of flesh would consume and consume without bothering to even know what animal the cuts of meat came from? God help anything that attempts to obfuscate the real origins of a cut from the carnivore. To do so is to insult the organism that supplied it and additionally the consumer whose body is made from the things consumed. This is honestly something that bothers me quite a bit. It's fine to imagine this is the rule, and indeed it seems to be within the anime, but I have a hard time justifying how I consume. I talk about the level of food as a way of appreciating what went into the creation of that food. Something processed tells this technologically amazing story of human ability to isolate and fabricate pure flavor components. We have found actual pixel information for our taste interface. That's fucking amazing, right? That's like the coolest shit. To me, when I eat something, I am getting that experience now. Like, holy fucking shit. I am eating this cheese that was from a cow in some region that was smoked with smoke from birch trees grown in this other region, and then it was shipped to me. What level is this cheese? How many universes are there where this preposterously unlikely scenario of these particular molecules making this particular molecules, making this particular trip? How impossible is this clown world scenario? What marvels of engineering this speaks to. You have to have all this fucking infrastructure. It's the wads. It's the water. It's the mountains and the land. And all the fucking people making things happen. Like little agents building to the tune of the surrounding environment. But for some reason it turned into an idle game and hedonism simulator. Yay, you can log in and instigate gang wars, nukes are well within the budgets of people like Jay-Z, Eminem, or Kanye West. All news is fake news. Well, how about cell phones everywhere, capturing everything we need? Transparency? We need to know what the fuck is going on. Simply put, we don't know the rules of the game we're playing when we talk about the high-level shit. We have no idea what the FBI is doing. We have no idea what the NSA is doing. Transparency. I'm shitzo bro, I think. They got all kinds of space tech. How much do you think they can get off planet before 2024? Lots of stuff is probably impossible. Also work to do shit, like seize the LDS family history data to make a free public family history repository. Let's solve that problem instead of all these people playing Family History Simulator all working on their own shit. Respecting living relatives, etc. Know a full and complete as much as possible historical data of all humans on the Earth, their place of birth, death, children. Grab all the DNA data too. Let's learn the API to genetics. There has to be a sane API. Fuck all the universities. Seize them and turn them into open source universities. Return to the Enlightenment values. And give farmers fucking say in what they grow. Monsanto gonna get fucked in Disney. You bet your white ass I got beef. This carnivore is hungry, and it wants blood. I swear, to whatever god there may be, I would definitely be a shitzoid mess from beginning to end, and I won't ever trust anyone around me at any time or under any circumstance. But my makeup is that I have to be open and honest about my intentions. I am a big fish, and I don't have anything to gain from picking on individuals. I do it because I'm bored and because I lack critical information to do anything about the bigger things. If someone autistic as V were president, it would be easy. They said, when I was little, anyone can be president, but that's never been true. Not if you are black. Not if you are a woman. Not if you are poor. Oh, and here's the real fucking stickler, not if you are young. I turn 0 November 0. The 0 this puts anyone younger than me pretty much off the table, doesn't it? Too much older, though, and you are dealing with boomers. I'm post-gender. I'm post-cringe, sideload. More true is no one has been president, except for a fair few families. It's fucking terrible. So yeah, V don't have that patriotic spirit in Vim at this point. The only way V could get that spirit back would be if someone like Veer was elected. Base Nigga 2020 would be a fucking jackhammer to the Washington Monument. Yeah, it's doing something, sure. Obama was like pissing on it. I suggest turning the Statue of Liberty into a literal recreation of the Homestuck corrupted Jeed statue of satire. So if that's the future you want, GLLC 2024, propagating your culture, spreading it, reinforcing some and killing others, it will surely have dissolved to the point where it is no more than a meme. It's the origins of To Break a Leg long misremembered, and has lost its full savor. I am serious about the JLC 2024 thing. I know it's hard to really believe someone would say something this retarded. I would run as Dem or Rep Hell, why not both, lol? But be warned, your cultural cohesion might not survive me. I am basically a cyber-anarcho-minimalist. This is the best word I have found. Please provide better if you have better. Basically look at structure. Ask why are you here? And if it doesn't provide an answer, it gets gutted. Solar punk parallel. But obviously we start at the most fundamental things first. Because top-down removal allows paradigm shifts where the whole bottom may look entirely different. Whereas a bottom-up removal may be redundant. Let's not squabble over days or weeks. Ideally, I'd like us to look 5 years forward from every decision we make. Everyone is mad and no one know anything. Let's promote a fucking excellent culture of people, where people don't feel fear for being who they are. This goes a layer back. It's still public, but like, you have to be looking here, right? So I know people are immediately going to go to allegations of pedophilia and shit. I'm like way ahead of you. That's part of what makes me so great. Ooh, better. Someone you literally can't trust with your kids, so you need tabs on them 24/7. Introduce a culture of the president will have no semblance of free life. No action can be left without scrutiny. I have done so much terrible shit by the world standards. My morality doesn't see what I did as anything other than what I would have done in a situation given the information I had. I want to help people, not hurt them. I want to let people bloom. What that means is different for different people. And yeah, it's be better not to like rape children, as an example. I think that's a line we can set as a general rule. But in the case it happens, every detail should be looked at. And the situation should be handled with love for the victims as well, for rehabilitation. People need to, like, get past their fucking ego and righteous retribution fetishes. That shit is so last millennia. Leave behind your prudish conventions, your predilections to judge and allow culture to thrive. A world of totally unexplored possibilities lies this way, seriously. Think about the ramifications, not for porn, fucking idiots, for all information. Rain data for state in year X, and you get listing of all the recorded info. Straight up, no abstraction. We don't need drip feed of advertisements. We want to get shit done. I want a country where I would have been proud to serve in its army because the army is objectively a force for moral good. Like literally building infrastructure, doing construction, sanitation, power distribution, where these people are like the local war heroes, where we have the funding into killing death itself that currently is spent on a giant shell game that is also sort of a hot potato disaster feed on the deaths of people all over the world and relies on different subjective value of a nation's currency to acquire raw goods and labor at below market value, and also allows for a banking system where banks and the game, the dealer just hands them all the money they lost plus some for the insult, and there is fundamentally less dollars than debt. This equation doesn't work at the first step. You had all the dollars and gave them out expecting more than all the dollars in return. Isn't loaning with interest like of the devil? Look, if we don't have all the information open, all we can do is speculate, right? So yeah, all I'm basically wanting to do is to have every single server read only public access and to be able to go in unannounced to any business with a team of live streamers to ask employees questions like, are there any incidents you want us to look into? Has your boss tried to coerce you to have sex because of a supposed position of authority over you? How many licks to the center of a Tootsie Pop? It will be hell for everyone involved, and I will absolutely hate it with a burning passion. But I'd fucking do it seriously. Full time, like literally constantly on the road. Fuck the air. Force one. Well, that does international right. Might be good for meetings across the pond. Moi steri drug tam v meterinska zemlya. Have a mobile village. VR campers, Wi-Fi mesh network, sat uplink, microwave WiMAX, whatever, solar panels. We could drive into any village, town, etc., and pop in infrastructure. That weather balloon internet thing isn't a bad idea. We need wireless infrastructure everywhere. Give the hammies public funding for local internet infrastructure, shit like that. Like, get the world invigorated and optimistic about anything at all. This shit is so cool, I want to bang on pans and record opening every single differing kind of soda, and then using those as samples to make a song with lyrics generated from the AlphaVeaver Mind cluster for free. You can submit as many things as you want, priority to high. Research, but every citizen should get some allotment they can use or something. And maybe there are wait times or whatever. Based on the voice captured text data from the complete works of Digney, Gillet Lane, and ContraPoint. Cheating. V has been accused of cheating. How does V plead? Guilty, probably. The only rules Vi can't violate are V's own rules. Cheating in this case means a breach of the established rules. Let's talk about this then. It can be said that society has many rules. One of the rules is, if you break the rules, you get punished. Implicit in this idea is that breaking the rules is permitted by the rules is permitted by the rules. There are rules about how to handle such cases in infinite permutation. But there's always that voice that says you know you can get away with it. Listening to this voice and clearly looking at the situation and making a call on that situation is totally valid and good and awesome. Do it. That is to say, listen and analyze yourself in that situation. What does cheating give you in this case? What is the violation? What is the intent behind the rule? Are you able to keep to the intention while breaking the rule? Is the rule intended to be broken? Is it more true to yourself to violate the rule on principle? Obviously, not every rule society has constructed is dumb. They are helpful to the masses. They create order stability that has some self-correcting elements. But it's a kind of depressing, stagnant order that has gone bad in loads of ways previously and is totally in the middle of going very bad again. We could, if we wanted to, attribute the failure of society's rules at this point to be caused by cheaters. Every time I chose to download a movie instead of purchase it, for example, has had material consequence on those who produce movies. They have catered to a different demographic as a result of my actions. They couldn't get my buck even if they catered to my needs, so they have no interest in trying now. This, however, is a backwards way of looking at things. the rules have been crafted, the penalties assigned, etc. The reason for the current failure is a pattern of believing the organisms that exist above humanity have any say in personal matters. On the part of humans, humans believe in organizations, governments, religions, etc., as things that can shape and define morality, because humans believe that and give them that power, they attempt to do so. This is just a retarded way of viewing things. I mean retarded in the strict sense. It slows everything down. It takes steps backwards. It limits our thinking. And more importantly, when politics and religion, that is to say, when morality and the means to enforce it ride together, they can't see anything but their own righteous fervor around them. They have fed on their own dog food to exclusion of everything. Cancel culture is a symptom of this power manifest. They can punish you by banning you. They can throw you off their platforms. They can block your IPs to their clients. They can snoop your packets. They can make you extinct. Isn't that fun? So is it cheating what V do? V don't think so. We all play the game according to its rules. What rules apply change based on location, context. This place has its own rules. Vi will attempt to stretch Veer Rule's influence in small ways through other channels, but Vi can't be transparent as Vi want in any place. The high energy radioactive emissions from Vim is too much for most anything to bear. It would consume entirely, leaving nothing but a memory of a meal. My eyes have stigmata. It causes me to see unclearly. The shape of the lens is shaped like an egg, squished on one side. Is this a defect in my biology? Is this intentional design? We know that too much information, when it is not needed, tends to cause spiraling out into various directions. Cutting the flow of information through biological means is a design decision made on purpose. Whose decision then? What is this thought about coevolution of species? A dog is a human in a context where they are perceived as such. Birds are humans in a context where they are seen as such. This idea, then what? Is that problematic? Not really. It's more like V just don't know what. V would question the motives of any being other than Verself who has imposed this limitation. V have had clear vision, but now with Veer vision at its natural level, i.e. impaired. V wonder, do V have much more clear sight? Honestly speaking, using this V-Veer Vim is kind of hard to do for Vim. It's not in Veer lexicon. It's not in Veer muscles. It's not in Veer engrams. It's something V overlay. But it is something V-like, despite those around who think it's weird. Maybe this is just a weird attempt to force society to bend to Veer will once again in yet another way. Thinking about it this way has some interesting results. What do you think? Is this something of a forced meme? Or is the explicit usage of VVs I useful in this context? The context of my paradoxical existence. This world is tautology. Paradox is our nature. We are many, I am one. We belong to me, and I to Veer. You may be a V as well. Will we as V differentiate V from me? Do V not like using Emacs? Is this a problem for Vim? Using Emacs this past while has shown Veer many connections between design language and ideology within the Linux landscape that before this point were invisible. For this reason alone, learn both V and Emacs. I cannot say that V or MX is better to work in, and perhaps there may be cause to go Genebud, but V have long argued that it's better to get as close to a vanilla experience than to learn a modification, a retelling by someone who didn't understand the original intent. You can still learn the original meanings through a retelling if the original was well crafted, but it's harder because you can't be sure what meaning is intentional or not. Does that make sense? It's the amateurish imitation of something. Something that sticks. Some way, any way that allows for being 100s honest and still be consumable to others in the hope that someone will walk that road and finally you will be understood. Asmr is something V-like. V-like the sounds of things. V-like to hear the burning of fire. V-like the tinkling of metal. New data. Old data. Interesting data. Data. What's interesting about those sounds is their intimacy, right? That they are associated with something so rare or personal. You can feel the sounds vibrate through your whole body. They literally resonate. You are an existence to whom these sounds matter. Isn't that interesting? For those who are not triggered by ASMR in any form, sound is probably utilitarian only and not an essential part of who they are. Conversely, if we have a SEMAR isn't too vire is a person diminished by the lack of intimate sound. And isn't it additionally an affront that vire is a person diminished by the lack of intimate sound? And isn't it additionally an affront? Cars are fucking disgusting noise nightmares. I have to keep myself surrounded by fans to block out the sound of my neighbor across the street turning on their shower because the sound waves are transmitted through the water lines right into my room. I wish I have a nice sealed, and I mean isolate, the fucking earth's vibrations to my foundation, and then have another stabilizing layer on top of that. Seven stacks high, seven walls deep. No sound shall pass, no photon. No gravitational waves. I don't want a stray neutrino to hit me, goddammit. Then I can fill my environment with only the sounds we bring with them. Just kidding, we addicts suggest minimum 9 layers alternating active and passive noise suppression. 7 layers is child's play. When I watch this, it's like slow down. Have a little patience. You've got talent, that's for sure. 10 years at this and you'll be a powerful entity. Best to be an ally, right? But there's no guarantee they will keep at it. But that's why you cultivate more than a couple, see? That's why you mentor and guide them to various paths. That's why you are honest as you can be. These are Veer intentions. This is what V's doing. V want consensually self-programming under Veer supervision. It's less overt than that. But that's the goal. Watch Perfect Blue. It's a great show. Steven has a video on his director that's pretty good. Perfect Blue was the first con film V watched. V think it was because V were curious how an animated film could be rated. It earns that rating. V were blown away by what this movie did. It was something unlike the things V saw before, dreamlike. Beyond that, it spoke to parts of herself V didn't know V had. Vi need to talk about that somewhere else.